Right, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and captain Kirsty Chambers on the end of a terrific day's performance, certainly in the second half. We've just beaten Merseyrail Ladies, no longer Bootle, 4-1. I've just looked up on the internet, the OED's got a new definition of game of two halves, I think.
We all knew they were not the greatest first half, but at the same time, we managed to stay in the game. We could have come in far worse than 1-0 down. And at half time, we did need to speak as a group and understand where we're at and not sort of avoid anything. And we spoke about a few things. And the team second half came out and they scored 4 goals and won the game. So whatever we did worked, and it just shows how much trust we've got between each other and how much trust the players have for me, watching the game and how then they put the plan into action in the second half.
Yeah, I thought we deserved everything we put into the second half and thoroughly deserved the victory. But for me, it was strange the first two goals that we did score. It seemed like their keeper had given up, as if something, as if there were somebody was rolling the ball into the net, as if they were already offside. Yeah, it seemed to have given up.
I think for both keepers, I don't know that. I think it was a nervous game. Like, I think a lot of players made decisions that they wouldn't normally make, and it's that split second decision you've got to make. If you don't make it in that split second, you've just got to deal with what comes. And I think in the first half we were guilty of doing too much of that. So maybe when the tide swung second half, I think their keeper had some of the feelings that we had, and we sort of knocked it back on them really, and it made them make bad decisions, made them make mistakes, and then we capitalised on that, and we've got players who will punish you for that.
Yeah. Did you have any input in the change of the sort of like the way the team played, Kirsty, for the second half?
I think everyone had an impact. Obviously, the half-time team talk that we had, Luke's input had a massive effect. It's what we needed. And then half-time was our time to regroup. We all knew exactly what we were doing wrong in the first half. Like Luke said, I think it was just the pressure. Everyone knows how big of a game it is when we come up against Bootle. So I think it was just a case of everyone just relaxing, just getting the ball, playing the ball. We wasn't playing our football in the first half, whereas the second half, we came out, we regrouped, we all knew what we had to put right, and obviously the changes that Luke made obviously made a difference to the game, and we all stepped up in the second half and we got the result that...
Yeah, it certainly did. The first half for me was almost like a two-legged match where we were already 6-0 up from the first leg and we just strolled it around. We didn't really seem to have the impetus, but the second half started bang, straight from the first ball. We were on everything and chasing and harassing them, and I think that startled them a bit, because although they haven't played, obviously they're not playing as this season, they weren't expecting that, and it put them on the back foot.
Absolutely, yeah. Like we knew that we needed a reaction in the second half, and I knew that they wouldn't expect us to be, we're not often losing 1-0 at half time, so they probably thought in their dressing room that the cracking is, they're going to go. But what they don't realise is that, and what they've seen pre-season and stuff that we've been in the past, is that we don't give up, we carry on. So we regrouped, like Kirsty said, all managed to get back on the same page, and 1-0 is a dangerous scoreline, especially against us, and we managed to put them to the sword second half, and some of the goals were fantastic, by the way, as well. Especially Corey's goal was brilliant, and Kirsty's one we work on all the time, that ball across the box, and simplicity its finest, but it worked, and we scored 4 and probably could have had a few more.
So it seems to be one of the things that's developed over the last half a season from last year and into this season. So like Kirsty running down the wing and getting those crosses into Jess, it must feel almost as good as scoring when you get something like that partnership working.
Obviously me and Jess have known each other for a long time, and it was obviously last year we linked up well. It was a few games over pre-season where we've linked up, like the Crew game away and things like that. Me and Jess know each other inside out, on the pitch and off the pitch. Obviously we talk about the ball. Obviously City do it all the time. Me and Luke being City fans, we know that's the best way to play. So yeah, it's just having confidence. So now, more than shooting, obviously from a wide area, it's looking for that ball in the box, because I know 9 times out of 10 Jess will finish it if it's put across the box. So.
Absolutely, it was identical to the goal we scored against Uttebridge. But the one thing I did notice in today's match, when we were losing or when the game was level, we never gave up. And as soon as they seemed to go 2-1 down, they seemed to have given up completely. I don't know whether they just ran out of puff, whatever it was, but our sort of like resolve had doubled and theirs had just fell away completely.
I think that just shows how much we want the league. That's the difference between us and every other team out there. People will give up, but that's one thing you'll learn about us, we won't give up. Like, we are used to winning. Like Luke said, we never see us go 1-0 down, so for that to happen and for the girls to regroup the way they did and go out like they did, could have easily lost the res, like you say, when they was 2-1 down, they just give up. But that's one thing that you'll find about our team, we won't give up. The desire will always be there.
We're much stronger than that now. We're mentally much able to cope with that, and we know 1-0 or 2-0 even. We're in a game because it only takes, you know, I have to keep talking to the team about patience. It takes 20 seconds to change a game. And, you know, we controlled that second half from 45 to 90 and the pace of it, everything about it. And I'm just absolutely delighted for the players.
Yeah, so apart from that one free kick that Gemma, I'm not sure whether she touched it onto the post or whether she just touched it on the way back. But that was probably about their only effort. Yeah. But there weren't pep runners in the first half, even when they were 1-0 up. So
no.
It just shows that the difference wasn't too much, even when they were the team on top.
Yeah, and I think it's just like I say, it's more evident when we're not ourselves that it's not another team coming here and playing really well. It's just us not being ourselves. And I think we understood that we didn't give a great account of ourselves. And second half, they doubled it, like you said. And yeah, it was there for everyone to see.
So let's hope we can see some more of that.
Yeah.
Next week, Bridlington Rovers.
At home, yeah, in the stadium. FA Cup, third round, so fantastic chance for us to make the first round proper. So, you know, we want to get as many fans there as we possibly can and get cheering on the team.
Yeah, we've had three seasons in the FA Cup and each season we've won one and then gone out. So let's hope we can break that duck against Bridlington Rovers next week. Get down here on Sunday, cheer the girls along and we can all hopefully get through to the first round proper.
Yeah, cheers, Neil.
Thanks,
Neil. Thank you.